Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Chicago bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Levin's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, rslmedia.com. Is that right, Rob?
It is, and if they're looking for the blog post where I posted the five ways the world is changing for SMBs, you can find that at speaksmb.com.
Speaksmb.com. Check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. And you'll thank me later. Hey, Rob, we're talking about those five ways of changing the world. We were wrapping up in the last segment on the customer experience. And of course, you know, I wrote a book about this whole thing. This is how the internet is changing the way customers what they expect of you. Customer expectations, folks, is the most dynamic thing in your life right now. More, in my opinion, Rob, more than anything else. And as I was saying when we went to the break, I'll get you to wrap up your thought on this. You don't have to win the technology race. You don't have to be on par with, you don't have to cross the finish line with Amazon. But I think customers, they know that you're not a big company. They know you're a little company. In fact, that's one of the reasons they like doing business with you. They like the quaintness. They like your special sauce. But if you have no technology, if you're not offering any kind of a technical capability for them, then they're not going to be forgiving. But if you do make some effort to be in the race, in the tech race, and pick up some of the elements of whether it's Target or whatever, they'll give you credit for that. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I agree 100%, Jim. First of all, going back to your book, you know how I feel about it. That book to me was a game changer. I still kind of refer back to it every once in a while.
Thank you.
Anyway, with respect to technology, I think there are some basics. You have to make it easy for people to communicate with you the way that they want. So I don't know if I told you this. I recently backed a virtual assistant company called Work Better Now. And I was telling the CEO that we have to offer chat. We absolutely have to offer chat because we can look at the Google Analytics and see that, you know, people, they go to the contact us page, but nobody wants to fill out a form and get email. They want to speak with somebody instantly. But, you know, I think the opportunity for small businesses to go beyond the technology and, you know, I'll give you an example. I recently bought a relatively inexpensive acoustic guitar for myself for the office, just to have there. Mm-hmm. And I could have bought it on Amazon. Amazon had the guitar that I wanted. But first of all, I wanted to explore what's the right guitar for me. I didn't want to go into one of the big stores here. So I ended up contacting this company called Sweetwater, and I got great service because they have real expertise in guitars and in any musical instrument. I ended up buying from them, even though I probably could have had it shipped
what did you buy?
Much quicker with Amazon. It was a Washburn. I forgot the exact
Washburn
model.
That's a great guitar.
Yeah, like I said, an inexpensive guitar. I just wanted for the office.
Yep.
The one I had there was really not playable. And I went with them because they had the expertise. They were willing to spend the time with me both online as well as on the phone to help me pick out the right guitar. Very, very, very easy example of how a small business
And what you did is you just combined customer experience and automation, one of your other game changers.
That's right. Yeah, they. By the way, they were very good on the technology side. Again, not at Amazon's level, but they also had that human factor that that I wanted with this particular
and
person.
And see, this is the point I was making about Moore's Law, and Nesbitt's Razor. Technology compounds every 18 months. Moore's Law, high tech, high touch. Nesbitt's Razor. You overlay both of those, and in my opinion, when those two intersect, that's where small businesses lead if they recognize that their special sauce is valuable, but that they have to invest in some technology. That's, in my opinion, that intersection, that's where small businesses not only have a great opportunity, but they can maximize their margins. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't think that the store Sweetwater, I think they're in Indiana, I don't think that they were the cheapest guys around, and I wasn't really price shopping at this point. I wanted some service, and I was willing to pay more for it.
Yeah.
Not a price game.
Yep, absolutely. So folks, the customer experience is critical. I think that's everything. Automation is part of what they're expecting from you, some level of automation. What about, and of course, that overlays the challenge that we have with the tight labor market, right? Because you've got to find a way. Increasingly, small businesses have to do a little bit of what big companies are doing, which is finding ways to use technology to overcome the tight labor market.
Yeah. Big companies, I think, have gone so far in automation and so far in terms of cutting back their staff that they're a little stretched thin. But I'll let them worry about that. But, talking about automation really quickly, automation is so powerful, and it can make such a big difference for small businesses. Number one, it can help with the customer experience. All of your customer information should be centrally stored, easily accessible, whether people are calling in, they're emailing in, or just shopping online. Yep. And all of these solutions are now priced within the reach of just about any small business. But also, whether it's expense reporting or processing your accounting transactions, all the accounting programs now will virtually do your monthly reconciliations automatically, just about automatically. They'll code most of the expenses automatically if you're using the right one, for example, like using QuickBooks Online versus regular QuickBooks. These are things where you're going to reduce errors, you're going to get more done in a shorter period of time. And here's the big part, you can redeploy human capital so that people are spending their time using their brain.
To do other things. Rob, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, rslmedia.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.